I want a pop quiz. All right, and I'm not going to pull it up. Landfill and Jeffrey, lock in here. I know that we should talk like specific football, but Brian and I looked at this college football playoff projection from like On Three Sports or something the other day, and we were blown away by the teams that are in the Big 12.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're going to try to name the teams in the Big 12, and you keep us honest.
Okay.
All right.
Texas.
Texas is now in the SEC, dude.
Yeah, Texas A&M.
Not in the
A&M also in the SEC.
SEC. A&M's
Oklahoma.
In the SEC for years.
Oklahoma's in the SEC.
Oklahoma State.
Boom.
There we
go.
Yeah. One for four.
All right, Landfill.
TCU.
TCU in the Big 12.
Okay.
Kansas.
Kansas
State. That is correct.
Kansas State.
That is correct.
Okay.
Iowa State.
I'm going to assume there's way more than 12 also.
I think there's Iowa State and 20.
Iowa State's correct. Iowa's in the Big 10.
I was in the Big 10, that's right.
West Virginia.
Which makes no sense. But they've been there a while now.
Yeah, DMV representation.
UCF.
UCF is in the Big 12.
You hear that?
What?
DMWV.
Yeah.
No.
UCF.
You said that yesterday.
That's what threw us for a loop.
Right. Texas Tech.
Texas Tech, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me add up what we got here. OK State, TCU, Kansas.
I think we messed
Kansas
up in this
State.
Whole thing by letting JP do the adding.
I'm counting. I like to think I can freaking count.
No, you can't.
Not really.
We've already seen you do
Let
that.
Let me stop interrupting me, and I'll count to eight. Ready?
Mm-hmm. OK counting
State,
eight, okay.
TCU, Kansas State, Iowa State, WVU, UCF, Texas Tech. We're at eight. I think they have 16 teams.
Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado State.
Right?
Yeah, Utah.
Colorado State.
No, they're in like the Mountain West.
Yeah, they're in the Mountain West.
They went
West.
To the West?
They're in the new Pac-2.
Arizona?
I think Arizona and Arizona State, right?
Yep, Arizona and Arizona State.
The Fighting Drabs.
Fighting Drab t-shirts. Okay.
All right, we're now to 12.
You're just right.
They got four more.
Cincinnati.
They're in.
Cincinnati?
Whatever sense that makes.
Yeah. Rice. Do you want another? I can give you a hint to one.
I don't think
we're
right. Houston.
Yeah. Houston is in.
Okay. I knew a Houston
Here's your hint.
Was in.
Think of a croissant.
Baylor.
There you
RG3.
Go.
RG3.
Oh, boy.
See how quick that hit me?
What a picture that was.
That's funny. Yeah. Baylor's been in there for a while. For all the Baylor stands, Landfill and B-Mitch that get mad at me when I say I never heard of Baylor until Robert,
That's
you
because,
guys should have been all over that
Because
one.
You were just stuck on the East Coast. You didn't know anything about anything away from here.
Where the hell do you think Landfill's been stuck?
But Landfill pays attention to everything. You were stoned back then.
Possibly.
Well, fair.
I grew up in Louisiana, so I knew where Baylor was.
Okay. I grew up here, but I was stoned. all right, that's 12. We're now to 15, boys.
Yeah.
One more hint.
There's one more. Here, you want another
no,
hint?
No, not yeah. a hint. Give us a minute.
Give
Tulane.
Us a hint.
Tulane?
No.
Wyoming.
No. You're closer than you were with Tulane, but
UNLV?
You're still not that close.
Nevada?
No.
We said, all right, so they took Colorado, Utah, Arizona State from the Pac-12. Wyoming?
Nope.
You just said Wyoming.
New Mexico.
I'm trying to think that part of the world. I feel like you gave us a hint.
That part of the world is correct, yeah.
Who the? Idaho? I don't think so, right?
No. That's what that potato on the bench said.
Oklahoma State, we already said.
You already said that, yeah.
Kansas State, we said. There's not like a Nebraska State, right? Nebraska's in the Big
oh,
Ten.
Lord.
I mean, there might be a Nebraska State, but no, Nebraska's in the Big Ten.
BYU!
There you go.
Bang.
There you go. It's the Holy War. BYU and Utah.
I mean, if you need a conference that makes a lot of sense, they go.
From they call it the what?
The Big 12 has 16 teams, and they go from Florida to Utah to West Virginia.
It's yeah. big.
It's and definitely that, big.
It might be the biggest conference out
big,
there.
Yeah.
Who's going to win the Big 12 then?
Dear God, who knows? I mean, you want to talk about a conference that's going to cannibalize itself? They're going to get someone in the college football playoff. That might be a four-loss team because they're all just going to beat up on one another. Utah's the favorite right now. I think they're like plus 200 or something to win the Big 12. It goes Utah, Oklahoma State, and Kansas State are the top three.
Dude, a division
Utah's
like
normally
this.
Good, though, man.
It should be.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody have divisions anymore? Or is that all just free-for-alls?
Yeah, it's pretty much just free-for-alls. Divisions are a thing of the past. Because you want it finds itself being way too unbalanced if it's divisions.
Sure. Well, I mean, the SEC East
for 10
years has been,
15 years. Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, that was a fun exercise. Now we know what teams are in the Big 12.
I mean, they have 16.
We'll do it again without you, then.
The
we
Big
won't
10
get
has like 18. The SEC has 16. It's, I mean, it's all over the place.
And the Pac-10 has two.
Yeah, the Pac-12 has two. Yeah.
The Pac-2.
They're the only one with less than what their number says.
It's none of this makes any sense. But whatever. Cash is king. We saw the first polls came out, right?
Yeah, first.
Any surprise?
I was a little surprised with, I guess maybe I shouldn't have been surprised with how high Bama was, but it felt like so many people were indifferent on them, and to see them at six, I was like, oh, that's right. We are indifferent on Bama, but they're at such a different standard than everybody else that like six is low for them.
They had, what, nine teams in the SEC in the top 20?
Yeah. I think four of the top six were SEC teams. Now that Texas is in there, the only two that weren't were Oregon and Ohio State, who are Big Ten teams.
Oregon and Ohio State are the only non-SEC teams
in the top six.
In the top six. Okay. Yeah. What about the top 10?
The top 10, you got Penn State in there, and then Notre Dame, who's just kind of on their own.
Does Penn State stay there, or do they fall off quick?
And they stay there!
And then Michigan at 10.
Hold on. The AP, I'm looking at it right now, is Oregon at 3. Oh, so you can frame that a couple different ways, B. You could say there's only, of the top six, that four of them are SEC teams, or you could say of the top three, two of them are Big Ten teams. Because somehow freaking Oregon's in the Big Ten.
That is a unique way of framing that.
I'm saying, like, of the top three, two of them of the podium, of the medal stand.
Of the medal stand, it's two Big Ten teams. I mean, you could say of the top ten, there's only two conferences represented.
No, the ACC snuck in. Florida State.
Oh, they top ten. They top ten. All right, so you get three. You get three and independent.
So every year this happens, that a top 10 team just falls apart.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting it to happen with Texas, but because I'm on a text thread with all these dudes that are constantly texting about stuff, I know that Texas has lost their two starting running backs already.
Yeah, a lot of knee injuries, a lot of lower leg injuries to Texas, because that happened a couple years ago, too, with Jonathan Brooks. And Bijan Robinson got hurt when he was there, too. Their running backs get hurt very frequently, but it's really about Quinn Ewers.
Now, they've got Ewers, and they still have Arch Manning right behind
them? They still have Arch. Yeah, Arch is going to stay at Texas. He's going to play there next year.
Arch is going to stay because he's making a ton of money.
He's making a ton of money.
And when you're not playing and making money, that's the best of both worlds right there.
That guy got paid like...
He'll be healthy as hell when he finally plays.
He got like $60,000 to promote NCAA 25. It was like his fourth tweet ever. Can you imagine tweeting four times and getting paid, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for those four tweets? It's unfair.
Be great.
I'll take it right now.
What of the top 10 teams, and I mean, we just said it, but I can run through the top 10, assuming I can find that link again. Here we go. Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Bama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, Florida State. Of that top 10, what of those teams could you see ending the season unranked or like bottom, you know, 15 to 25 kind of thing?
The final three.
Because it happens every year.
It happens every year. You're right. It's the final three because it's really comes down to whose quarterback do you trust the least. You got Penn State with Drew Aller, who I hope they can make him right because he was so talented, but James Franklin has very weirdly.
The myth of talent when it just doesn't project on the field.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're 100%
right. Does he really have it?
Like, I love Mackenzie Gore. People keep telling me how talented he is. He just keeps getting painted.
He keeps getting rocked. Right. But the thing with him is he's only really played 1 year.
Right.
So is that like an adequate description of his talent, or do they not use him correctly?
Sure.
So that one I'd say is up in the air. And then you got DJU at Florida State, who's on team number three. And you're like, all right.
Ugalele?
Yeah. And you're like, is this guy finally getting
it? And it's remarkable he's back in the ACC.
But they keep, like, guys like that that just keep moving. Sometimes it's you, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
It worked for Penix.
It worked for Penix, although he only moved.
It worked for Bo Nix.
Yeah, he moved twice.
He moved from one team to another. He's on his third team.
Admittedly, he probably stays at Oregon State for this year if they don't.
Play in the Pac-2?
Yeah, the Pac-12 doesn't implode.
Oh, you'd like to think, though, he could have torn up the Pac-2.
He probably could have. But then your favorite quarterback's in Michigan.
That's Jeff's quarterback. Jeff, you remember who your quarterback is?
Jeff loves that quarterback.
Is it Mike or Matt?
Alex.
Alex Orgy, Jeff. Don't forget your favorite quarterback. Go Blue. Michigan Wolverine.
Go Blue. He's going to transition him from an SEC guy.
Who do you trust most? Orgy? Adler?
I mean, I would trust.
Or DJU?
I want Orgy.
I would. I can't. As far as the quarterbacks go, geez Louise, that's a losing battle. I mean, you
I want to be clear. I don't
want
to. I'm going to speak for everyone that the B. Mitchell Finley program is rooting for Orgy.
Yeah, we are. We are
pro Orgy radio program.